got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is Reach Radio. This is the Reach Radio Show. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Saturday. We are aloft with the best real estate news and money-saving tips, offering you the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our Cluck Jock show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say, if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is ready and open for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, the Legal Aid Society puts a few points on the Supreme Court scoreboard. Amanda Kleinrock, attorney at law, is in studio with the play-by-play rundown. This is a win for you folks. You want to know what she said? Yeah, stay with us. We'll let you know. And the Reach staffers are in the house today. Kenesha Wood and Gary Belfour are here to spread the good news. Reach has a special offer that could land you in your own home. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about a boy and some magic beans. Or was that a girl with a box of Fruit Loops? I don't know. Stay tuned for that. And then our Hammer the Scammer segment. Rick Snyder has compiled a list of scams that looks more like a hypergolic heart monitor. Rick has some special medical scams you might want to look out for. Then in our house segment, Carlton Thompson has the latest information on things your wife would never ask you to do around the house. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out all the new Reach properties at our website, www.reachforhousing.org, and click on the property listings button. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
The state of Florida and Bank of America stick out like a sore thumb in a new national analysis of mortgage industry complaints that was released this week by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Guess what? Not in a good way.
Mm-mm.
Also, there's a new report out by Moody's Analytics that finds the nation's single-family home rental market expanded hugely after nearly 7 million families lost their homes during the foreclosure crisis and the aftermath. We'll let you know how that rental housing is going today. So if you think owning an oceanfront mansion in Palm Beach makes you the luckiest person around in terms of appreciation of your property, you're probably wrong. We'll tell you why, and we'll tell you which properties in South Florida have appreciated the most. Also, South Florida has the sixth highest foreclosure rate of any metro area in the U.S., even though new foreclosure activity is way, way down over last year. A company called Minto Communities is calling their 3,800-acre project in western Palm Beach County West Lake. The development along Seminole Pratt Whitney Road in the acreage area could have over 4,500 homes in it. Plus, we have the obligatory stories that make you go, what? That and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
We love that. When we return, who said you can't beat City Hall? Our first guest beat the Supreme Court. Amanda Kleinrock from the Legal Aid Society is here to tell us what she did to influence the court's decision. Do you know who the first and only president was to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court? The answer in 90 seconds.
Ain't got no home, I know face to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? Do you want to eliminate your monthly rent payment? Now, if that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is August the 16th. That's on a Sunday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is September the 20th. It's the third Sunday of every month there, folks. And the next Miami Kindle class is August the 9th, and the one after that is September the 13th. Registration starts at 12:30. Classes start at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it does include food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You're covered. You can just pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up quick because they're limited. We only have so many seats. And if you don't register, you'll be standing in the corner wondering where your seat is. For more directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Now, the first-time workshop, homebuyer workshop is a mandatory course if you would like to qualify for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is. That's someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our first guest is no stranger to the Reach Radio Show than we are. Amanda Kleinrock is a frequent visitor, and she's when she's not doing all that legal stuff over there at the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. Amanda, it is great to have you back on the show again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that's great. I know there's better things to do on a Saturday than here, but you know what? More fun happens here than anywhere else.
It's true.
It is. Now, I think we ask who was the only president to serve on the Supreme Court before we went out of the break there, and you know who it is, don't you?
Should I reveal it?
Yeah, go ahead.
You do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Taft?
It's Howard Taft. That's correct. He was the only president to serve on the Supreme Court, and Taft was our 27th president from 1909 to 1913, and during that time, he actually appointed 5 associate justices and 1 chief justice. So he was a pretty busy guy back in that era. But that's not why we're here. We want to talk about you guys. Give us a little rundown on what the Fair Housing Act is and what you do over there at the Legal Aid Society.
Well, as a fair housing attorney, we litigate cases and represent people who are victims of housing discrimination. Now, the Fair Housing Act was a landmark 1968 law that was passed just days after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
Right.
And it makes it illegal to discriminate in the sale or rental of housing on the basis of race and several other protected classes.
You know, it's amazing that that still happens today. Mm-hmm. I mean, here, what is it, 50 years after that? And we still have discrimination?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
I know.
If you knew the answer to that, you'd be out of a job.
True.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
No, that's it. I mean, housing segregation has long been the issue, and that was the foundation of racial inequality in the U.S., and even today it continues on.
Yeah, it's amazing. You'd think, you know, hello, it's not that difficult, and, you know, what the heck? We're only people here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing else. So you've been over at the Legal Aid Society. Now, you help people free of charge, or
yeah, completely free of charge.
How do you get paid?
we have funders, so
no, that was too personal. But I know that's amazing. You do that at no charge, and you hear people all the time. You know, I can't beat the system. I can't fight the system. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough money. Well, here you go. You could just call Amanda up at 561-822-9720, or you can take a look at their website. That's legalaidpbc.org. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the PBC Palm Beach County. So www.legalaidpbc.org or 561-822-9720. And that's your direct line, right?
Yeah.
All right, call her and say hi. and no charge. And what kind of... complaints. I mean, it has to be a legitimate, you know, hey, I threw my gum down on the sidewalk and he got mad at me because mm-hmm. I did, and he's discriminating. That's not really it, right?
No, they have to be a member of a protected class, and right. they're being discriminated based on that. So most commonly we see disability discrimination and then, of course, race and national origin.
Right. Yeah, you'd think, like we say, come on. I mean, we're all people. We're all living here under the same planet. So anyway, you did some cool work in the Supreme Court, and it turned out that everybody gets help by this. How's mm-hmm. that? What happened?
I wish I could take credit for it, but it was actually the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs versus mm-hmm. Inclusive Communities Project. But the attorneys that litigated it ended right. up being a great win for fair housing attorneys like me. Attorneys like me. It was a problem of the Texas Department of Housing. They were allocating tax credits for affordable housing, and they were found to be allocating them in primarily black inner city areas rather than evenly,
everybody.
Yeah, white suburban areas. And so there was a lawsuit based on that and saying that the effect of this was discriminatory. It was perpetuating segregation. In return, Texas Department of Housing was saying that if it's not intentional, obvious discrimination, as long as they're not holding up a sign saying no blacks allowed or blacks belong here and whites go here, that it shouldn't be discrimination. Mm. So it was one of the more technical issues of the Fair Housing Act, whether what we call disparate impact can still be considered discrimination. That is, if you have a neutral policy, but it has the effect of discriminating and segregating the population, is that discrimination?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, because it happened in Texas, doesn't mean that it doesn't. The decision covers the whole United States.
Right.
Just Texas was the experiment.
Yeah, because it made it all the way up to the top to the Supreme Court of the United States, and now it's recognizable all over the country.
Wow, that's exciting! You guys got to play in the house there. Come on over and play in my house. That's great. So now that's going to help everybody in the United States, and maybe there will be a time we can just get rid of this crazy. I don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I did. I mean, I'd love to talk about it and say, well, here's the other side of the story. Mm-hmm. But I don't see another side of the story because, you know, if you really – I'm probably going to get in trouble saying this. But, you know, if in your heart you don't like somebody, great. Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to let it – you know, you have a right to hate. That's for sure. But you don't have the right to do something about it. And that's what this decision did. It stopped it, even in an ambiguous way. I mean, it brought everything into clarity. If you're discriminating, buddy, you are discriminating.
You're talking about race, but the amazing thing to me that Amanda mentioned at the top is that number one is people with disabilities.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no justification for that under anybody's rules.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And when you know the Disabilities Act and how it was formed and put together and how it helps people, yeah, it's crazy that the people even think like that. So what cases are you working on down here now? Anything kind of cool?
There's always a variety going on. As I mentioned, a lot of it's disability. So some recent ones with issues with people who are disabled and they need a live-in caregiver. And you'd be surprised how much resistance they've had in their community where they'll have all of these onerous criteria for the caregivers. Let's say someone wants their grandchild who's an RN who's 25 years old to live with them, and they might say, no, this is a 55 and older community
and older.
They need to be older. Yeah. So there's so much pushback. Or even as simple as someone needs a ground floor unit. I had a client who was in a wheelchair and the elevator was constantly breaking and they didn't want to move her down to a ground floor unit. So when the elevator would break, she'd be carried up five flights of stairs in her wheelchair to reach her unit. So,
you know, I was just thinking about that. I believe wheelchair ramps and access to the handicap, that seems to be all pretty much standard nowadays. Yet you're telling me that there are still cases that come up where it's discriminatory.
Right, where they either deny them or they take a long time processing it. They just don't want to change the community based on that.
Is that what it is, really? They just don't want to – they don't like change.
Maybe. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the justifiable reason would be. Another huge issue we see, which is very controversial, is need for service animals and emotional support animals.
Right.
And even in a no-pets community, you're allowed to have one because it's not a pet any more than someone's wheelchair is a pet or their cane or eyeglasses are a pet.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer, folks. If you think that you're being discriminated against or you have a question about it, feel free to pick up the phone. Now I'm saying this in your behalf, okay?
Sure.
Pick up the phone and call Amanda. 561-822-9720 is the number to call. If you'd like to check her out before you make the call, then go to www.legalaidpbc.org. Take a look at their website and see what they have. Now, we talked about the race and this discrimination thing with people. We know that 55 and up communities, that's okay. They let that one slide, right? And I guess that's homage to the old people that vote. I don't know. But, yeah, I can understand that. And I don't think it's a mean-hearted thing. I think it's a good-spirited thing. They just want to have a community where they can, you know, they're not saying you can't be black in 55 or Asian in 55. No, just anybody over 55. And I guess that's probably what.
Yeah, so there are very specific criteria they have to meet to do that, though. Like 55 is the floor there. They can go up from there. They can't go lower. So you'd be surprised how many times I see a community that says 40 and older or 35 and older, and that's not allowed. 55 is the base number, and they have to go up from there.
Right. And what about kids and stuff like that? Hey, I know a guy, he's actually 60, and he fathered a child.
Yeah.
They can't stop that, right?
No, it says that at least one person in the unit has to be 55 or older. So if you have a husband and wife, and the husband's 55 and the wife's 53, that shouldn't be a problem. And in fact, there's an 80-20 threshold, so they only have to have 80% of units have to be 55 or older. Once they reach 80%, they can let people in at their discretion if they're less than that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And they oftentimes won't, but they can fill the remaining 20% with people who are younger.
Wow, that's pretty wild. Any other hot things coming down the pike that we should know about?
Well, there's lots of interesting things always going on, but it's interesting to see this disparate impact case will definitely help our practice. It helps to not have to show that something's intentional, but to be able to show that the discriminatory effect is enough. So
yeah,
I'm excited
results.
To see that.
The results. All right. Mm-hmm. You know the number, folks, 561-822-9720 or www.legalaidpbc.org. Amanda, thanks a lot for taking your time and coming in on a crazy Saturday.
Thank you. Anytime.
You bet. All right. When we return, Kenesha Wood checks in with the latest of the many financial programs Reach has to offer. Qualifying home buyers may receive down payment assistance or a brand new washer and dryer, or maybe what's behind door number 3. We'll find out after the break. Here we go.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. Well, joining us on the phone right now is the number one housing counselor over at Reach. She's one of the top performers. She's a graduate of Johns Hopkins University and been in the counseling business for probably 500 years or so. Kenesha Wood, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
500 years, huh? You've been in the business for 500 years? You let me get away with that? That's how many years you've been doing this, Kenesha? Too many, 10 years. Yeah, I thought it was about 10 years and everything. Hey, you guys got an event coming up on the 29th of August, right? A Wells Fargo event?
Yes, we have a Wells Fargo More Help for Homeowner kind of event, trying to reach out to those who are mainly in the Palm Beach County area, because we will be having one in Miami-Dade. But for now, we're focusing on the one that's going to be held August 29th at the Embassy Suite Hotel, right off 1601 Belvedere Road, and it should be great.
Who's going to be there?
It's going to be just Reach and Wells Fargo. We have a great partnership with Wells Fargo. We're able to assist Wells Fargo or clients who is loan serviced by ASC, which is also called ASC, and Wachovia, previously Wachovia Loans. And we're able to, and that day is going to be big. They're going to be doing it differently than how they've done it in the past. They're going to be having underwriter on the spot that day, but also they're going to be having underwriters on the back end, back in the main office, who will then work the file, so we'll be able to get decision made, approval or denial the same day.
You
if
could
they
go,
come
yeah,
prepared.
Right. You could, yeah, exactly. You can go to that workshop and walk out of there with a home loan.
Correct. Oh. With this one, they're doing it much different than how it is. They're having a full team of people working on the spot, on the ground, at the event, and also on the back end of the event.
All right. Well, we're giving the folks some advance notice here. This is August the 29th. I know that's it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. It's a few
from 9 to 3.
There you go. From 9 to 3 at the Embassy Suites at 1601 Belvedere Road, and bring all your paperwork with you, folks. Everything that you can think of. What? Give us a good list, Kanisha. What they should bring with them.
A great list is that they don't have to worry about the application, because that day we'll give it to them. But what we need are the supporting documents, such as 2 years of tax returns signed. Yeah, all the forms, and people tend to think it's just the 2 pages of the tax return. Mm-hmm. But no, you need all the pages, including all the schedule. You need at least 2 months of pay information, income information, pay stubs, some form of proof of that you live in a property, which would be probably a utility bill.
Right, phone bill, power bill, something
right,
like that.
Right, any bills, bank statement, your complete bank statement, all pages, even if that page is blank, we need to see that because it has numbers on it. We don't want you to think that you're hiding a page or hiding money. And, you know, most of the other application forms, we'll have it on the spot. If you are a 1099 self-employed person, be sure to come with your profit and loss statement prepared. You do not need a tax accountant or an accountant to do the profit and loss. That's something you can actually do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, we'll be able to help you get assistance up to $42,000 in mortgage payment assistance for those who are seeking other ways, and that's not money you have to pay back.
So let me get this straight.
Sure.
Now, August the 29th, Saturday, at the Embassy Suites on Belvedere Road, come in with all your material, everything that you need, and you can walk out of there with a home loan and $42,000?
Or it's one or the other, but some people may not be able to qualify for a loan modification right there and then, but they might have other hardship reasons. Maybe they don't have an income. If you don't have an income, you can't really pay a modified mortgage. If you do not have an income or becoming underemployed or had a death, divorce, or disability, there are mortgage program payment assistance program that could assist you up to $42,000 in mortgage payment assistance, and you won't be able to find that out when you come to that event. So even though it's a Wells Fargo event and you're listening to this, if you have a home loan and you want to stop by, you could also do so. We welcome you. We won't turn anyone away.
There you go. And that probably includes the hardest hit fund, too, right?
Yeah, that is the hardest hit fund.
You know what? If you have any questions, folks, just pick up the phone and call Kanisha. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And tell her that you want to attend the Wells Fargo event on the 29th of August, Saturday, at from 9 to 6?
9 to 3.
Or 9 to 3, I'm sorry, 9 to 3. And that'll get the job done. Maybe we can help you out with a home loan.
Exactly.
Perfect. All right, Kanisha, thanks for bringing us up to date on that. And again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Ask for Kanisha, she'll help you right out. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Rick Snyder has his hammer on the pulse of medical scams. I think he has a stethoscope attached to the hammer, I guess, so that he can hear the captain crunch, I guess. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in the house today with a list of chores your spouse will never magnet to the refrigerator door. That's coming right up. And then Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at www.reachforhousing.org and click on that property button listing there from the blue menu bar. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a man who can count backwards and forwards at the same time. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
But only in English.
Only in English. Right. Perfect.
I love it.
Thank you, Alan. The state of Florida and Bank of America stick out like sore thumbs in a new national analysis of mortgage industry complaints that was released this past Tuesday by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Florida ranks fourth among all states in the concentration of mortgage complaints filed with the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Florida's high rate of 82 per 100,000 residents is a key sign that Florida's mortgage industry woes continue. Housing lender Bank of America suffered the most mortgage complaints in the same period with over 31,000, making up about 23% of all mortgage complaints. Bank of America is also the most complained about in 44 other states. When adjusted for market share, though, the three most complained about mortgage lenders are number one, Ocwen, number two, Nation Star Mortgage, and Bank of America is third. A new report by Moody's Analytics finds the nation's single-family home rental market expanded dramatically after nearly 7 million families lost their homes during the foreclosure crisis and its aftermath. Single-family rentals currently account for about 13% of overall U.S. housing stock. A decade ago, it was only 9%. Because so many displaced former homeowners didn't want to live in apartments, investors scooped up foreclosed houses in bulk and then rented them back to these families. Now, however, Moody's report suggests that there are signs that rental costs in some markets are approaching unsustainable levels, making buying a home actually a better option than renting in many cases. So, the owner of an oceanfront mansion in Palm Beach is the luckiest guy around, right? If you think so, you may be wrong, at least by Zillow's reckoning. The company crunched the numbers on rebounding housing markets and determined that Palm Beach County's luckiest homeowners live in modest homes in Lantana, provided they bought in January of 2012. Zillow looked at the today trends. Lantana's low point came in January of 2012 when the typical house was $84,200. Now that same house, $148,900. That's a 77% jump. Other fortunate homeowners are in unincorporated Lake Worth, up 74%, the city of Lake Worth, also 74%, Lake Park, 73%, and Green Acres, up 73%. Nationally, the most fortunate homeowners were in Palo Alto, California. Prices there shot up 106% since 2006. Zillow limited its analysis to cities that had populations of 50,000 or more. South Florida still has the sixth highest foreclosure rate of any major metro area in the U.S., even though new foreclosure activity is way down over last year. About one in every 87 homes in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County is in foreclosure, according to a report from RealtyTrack. They analyzed data from the first 6 months of 2015. But the housing market is recovering. Filings in South Florida fell over 30%. That's the biggest improvement in the whole country. Nationally, the five metro areas with the highest foreclosure rate were Atlantic City, Tampa, Lakeland, Jacksonville, and Ocala. Minto Communities will call the 3,800-acre project in western Palm Beach County by the name Westlake. The development along Seminole Pratt Whitney Road in the acreage could have over 4,500 homes and 2.1 million square feet of commercial and civic space. However, 55% of the property would be open spaces like parks and lakes. It's currently a farm. It would have a town center design. It's one of the few remaining major tracts for single-family homes developed in South Florida. There's no public estimate of when that construction is going to start, but people from Minto Company plan to secure permits for the first 550 homes and the roadwork in the next 60 to 90 days, meaning a lot of jobs for a lot of people. Although home prices are inching higher on strong demand, South Florida's housing market is not quite to the level of what Freddie Mac calls good. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties scored a 75.3 on Freddie Mac's multi-indicator market index. That's up 10% from a year earlier and on a par with the national average. A score of 80 is considered favorable. A perfect score, of course, is 100. There's a new Delray Beach nonprofit that collects unwanted mangoes from residents and homeowners in Palm Beach County. Now, if you've ever had mango trees in your yard and you don't eat mangoes, your lawnmower just loves to chop them and slice them and dice them. They are a nuisance. Well, Mangoes for Charity began in late June, just in time for South Florida's mango season, which runs from June to October. It was launched by Pablo de Real. He's a Delray Beach resident who was struck by all the mango trees he saw loaded with fruit all over the county. The nonprofit collects mangoes at four locations, three in Delray, one in Lake Worth, and they deploy volunteers to pick them up at people's homes. Mangoes and dried mangoes are distributed for about a dollar a piece at spots including Delray's Green Market. And finally, we have an only in Florida crime story for you.
Oh, gosh.
Police have arrested an 82-year-old man for slashing a woman's tires because he claimed she was sitting in his favorite bingo seat. Fred Smith was charged with criminal mischief last Monday when police say he took an ice pick to 88-year-old Ethel Britt's van during a bingo game at the Lake Ashton Retirement Village. Police say Smith stormed out of the bingo hall and punctured two of Britt's tires because she was sitting in a chair that he usually sits in. Smith was caught on surveillance video in the act. The deputy chief of police, Schultz Smith, said that he admitted to the crime and he expressed regret. Smith faces having to pay $500 in tire damage and restitution to Mrs. Britt's. Crime marches on.
I got it. So he didn't choose the front tires. He picked the rear tires. Is that it? Oh, no.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our next guest hails from Reach's Miami Kindle office. He's the one in charge of the Miami Minions, Gary Bilfair. Welcome to the Reach Radio show. How you doing today?
Hello.
I know you're in there. Yep. Can you hear us?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. This is Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy.
How are you, Alan?
We're doing great. Hey, I want to know, you know, down in Miami, folks, we have another office down in Miami, and this is Gary's from that office, and you guys just moved into a great big brand new space down there, right? You went from upstairs to downstairs.
You're right. It's very fantastic. We moved from upstairs. We are now located in 9010 Southwest, 137 Avenue, Suite 116.
Right.
And we're here to help the people in the community that are interested in purchase for the first time. If you're falling behind on your mortgage, we have a program called loan modification that you can help you with.
Right.
And also, we have a program that called the Florida Hard Asset, which help people that are unemployed or underemployed at least 10% to no fault of their own.
Right. Right. And you guys have more space down there so you can have bigger first-time homebuyer workshops.
Homebuyer workshop, which is exactly correct. We have a big space where we can, you know, make it comfortable for our first-time homebuyer client.
Right. Now, when's your next first-time homebuyer's workshop is August the 9th, is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's August the 9th from 12 to 8 o'clock, actually.
Oh, wow. You guys taking an extra hour down here, right? That's probably because you party after the workshop,
no,
right?
No, not really. You know, after the class, we usually gather with the client. If they need to do the intake right there and then, we can start with them.
Oh, okay. So that's a good, yeah, sure. Why waste time? Jump right on.
Yeah, jump right on. You're right. We, you know, would look at the credit report. We look at the income and see how much they can qualify to purchase. We also have assistance program from City of Miami. We have a program called
this is financial assistance, right? Financial down payment assistance?
Yes, we do provide financial down payment assistance to the City of Miami with the program called MDEAT, which stands for Miami-Dade Economic Advocacy Trust.
Whoa, say that again slower.
It's Miami-Dade Economic Advocacy Trust, which is MDEAT, which is a down payment assistance for client that low to moderate income, so we can help them there get assistance. We also work with the loan bond program also that help the client get closing cost assistance to help them.
Well, the bottom line here is, folks, We are dead serious about putting you into a home. And that's what these programs are designed to do. You heard it right from Gary's mouth. We have assistance from Miami. And let me guess, you also speak Spanish, right?
We have Spanish.
And Creole?
And, I speak English, French, and Creole. We also have Spanish speaker.
Yep.
And at the office, he will be there on Monday so we can start get the process moving. We can serve anybody. If you speak English, we can help you. If you speak Spanish, we can help you. We speak French, we can help you. Speak Creole, you come to the right place, which is Reach First Time Home Buying Workshop.
Well, the bottom line is we're here to put you in a home, and if you think that it can't be done, if you're casting doubt on all your dreams, remove it, because Reach can take care of that for you. We have enough programs, we have enough government assistance, we have city assistance, and we have all the knowledge to put you in your own home.
We also have state assistance, which is the Florida Hardest Hit Fund.
That's right. We were just talking about that to Kanisha.
Sure.
The Florida Hardest Hit Fund is available, and there's plenty of cash to go around. So there's no excuse, folks.
And with the Florida Hardest Hit Fund, they have up to three types of program. They recently started a new program called PR, which is Principal Reduction Program. The Principal Reduction Program are for clients that are underwater. Underwater means you owe the bank more money than what your house worth at the moment. You can qualify up to $50,000 to bring lower your mortgage payment also, because based on your qualification, they will lower your value of your home, which is underwater. Mm-hmm. Meaning if you owe the bank $100,000 in the house worth $60,000, they will give you up to $40,000 to cover the gap.
Balance it out.
Will be the balance, you know.
Right, right.
So you will be able to pay your mortgage, you know, based on the value, which is $60,000. Because of that, you'll have a affordable mortgage payment.
Mm, exactly. You know, there's so many programs available to you folks. It's difficult to list them all on the air. You know what the best thing to do is? Best thing to do is pick up the phone and call Reach. And Gary, I'm going to let you give out the direct line in Miami. And if for the folks, if you know someone that's living in Miami and don't want to travel up into the Palm Beach area there, what's the number down there for the folks to call for the first time?
The direct line number in Miami is 786-260-6820. Mm-hmm. We hear Monday to Friday, especially on Wednesday, we hear 8 to 8.
Right, on Saturday, when you, of course, we're airing a show on Saturday here, but when you call in, folks, just hit zero for the operator. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224 gets you into the Reach family, and press zero for the operator to call directly into the Miami-Dade Kendall office. There is 786-260-6820. And ask for Gary. He'll help you out, right?
I'll help you out. Just come on down to Reach at Kendall.
All right, and you're not too far hard to find. Give us that address one more time.
The address is 9060 Southwest 137 Ave Street 116.
Perfect. Easy enough to do. We make it easy for you, folks. That's what it's all about. Well, Gary, thanks for taking your time on this crazy Saturday to call us in and give us all this important information.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have you
just
back.
Remember, we're here to help you.
That's right.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org. Reach for the dream in 2015. I don't care what anybody says. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, and that's just what we mean. We keep the cost down in order to save you money. Let's check in with our show producer, Rick Snyder. What you said you have medical scams coming up today.
Medical frauds. We'll talk about those in about 10 seconds.
Are you going to sell me a fake heart?
Perhaps. Ooh. You look like you need one. We have our scam alert of the week. This is pretty simple. Scams that promise prizes in return for following and sharing are appearing on the photo sharing service Instagram. Prize and gift offers like this are fake.
Wait a minute, Instagram, what's that?
It's a photo sharing service.
It's an app, right?
It's an app, social media.
Okay.
Check out the supposed offer by doing, get this, it's pretty simple. Do an online search using the name of the site that's offering free gifts and the words like scam or fake. Whoops, you got it.
Oh, just include scam and fake in your search line.
And the search engine will tell you, yep.
That's interesting.
Now, with the health concerns, people are getting older, especially down here, South Florida.
What?
Seven key medical frauds, misleading, and money-making tricks. And this is how you can get scammed chasing good health. Mobile labs and clinics offer to provide diagnostic tests, dental treatment, and psychological assessments, and they may be contributing to the more than $200 billion of medical fraud in the U.S. every year. Rolling labs, so-called rolling labs, turn up in the parking lots of malls, retirement homes, churches offering diagnostic testing, often free or low cost, which are fairly basic, but operators get patients to sign forms that enable them to bill insurers for advanced tests.
Now, don't get that confused with that big red bus, the blood bus.
No, that's something different. This
All
is
right.
good.
Go ahead.
They can park in a parking lot of a church, which adds credence to what it is they're doing. But they're trying to sign you up so they can bill Medicare and get fraudulent money. Yes, we did 11 tests when they did two. Yes, be very careful. Pediatric dentistry.
Wait, there's one that he used to do that's not legal anymore. He used to pull into mall parking lots and do free breast exams.
They stopped me from doing that.
Listen. Pediatric dentistry. Mobile dental labs offer free treatment to kids whose parents can't afford it. They may visit schools or other community facilities. Again, they get authorization for their procedures and then bill Medicaid. Many of these services are perfectly legitimate, but some experts have questioned the amount of treatment they provide and whether they're all necessary. Watch out for these. It's just unbelievable that they would do this. Mental health centers, questionable mental health centers are popping up all over the place, often providing non-standard and sometimes worthless assessments or other services because they don't have the facilities or professional expertise to conduct meaningful tests. Runners and cappers, two interesting scam words. Runners and cappers are the terms used in the insurance and medical scams world for anyone who goes around drumming up business for the fraudsters. They may call you and say, free wheelchair. They're drumming up business for their front guys.
Okay. Are those they also give those free blood sugar testers?
Whatever's free, you have to look into it, especially when it's a medical situation.
Now, you told me the other day, if it's free, give me three.
I'll take three, yes.
Okay.
High-volume testing. This is the questionable practice of providing diagnostic tests to people who don't need them or who don't know of the dangers involved in some procedures like x-rays and MRIs. Free equipment. This is a good one. You see it on TV all the time.
Right, yeah.
This long-standing scam switches focus from one product to another over a period of time. Past practices include so-called home alerts, which are promoted as being free when they actually come with a monthly monitoring charge. The hardware's free. Hey, here you go. And the software. So how do you avoid this? Speak to a trusted healthcare professional before having any diagnostic tests. Doesn't that seem like common sense?
You mean like your doctor?
Yeah, that would be a good one. Don't accept free medical equipment or services via door-to-door or telesales, no matter who the caller says they represent. Don't sign blank Medicare or health insurance claims forms that others present to you. Check out the credentials of any organization offering free medical or dental care. And check again, talk to a professional before attending any facility supposedly offering mental health care. Watch out for the scams. If it sounds weird, it probably is.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And that's all I have to say about that, right?
I'm looking for weird things right now.
Well, hey.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to do this. And scammers.org if you want more scam information. You can also look on AARP.org. They put up a lot of scam stuff, too.
There you go.
There I go.
Well, hey, listen, that's why we do this segment. We get a lot of email. We get a lot of calls.
Yep.
Folks, if you have a scam, go to the reachradioshow.com website and send us a little email on a scam that you may have been involved in. Who knows? What was that guy, Bob, that called in from Margate?
Yeah.
Had a scam. You got a scam? Call in. We'll tell people all about it.
You can be our guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be a guest.
Good. All right.
Is a very, very, very fine house.
Love that song, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Great job on that. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak. He's here with a list of chores your sweetheart would never ask you to do. Oh, Carlton, thanks for checking in today, brother. What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing today?
We're having fun. So now, what is this list of things that your spouse will never ask you to do? I have a short one here. Let me see if it compares with yours. Things my wife will never ask me to do. Honey, could you go to the store and buy yourself a keg of beer? That was one. The other one was, hey, could you call your friends over for an all-night poker game? And the one that really gets me is, honey, could you hang pictures on the wall? What was she thinking? And finally, honey, could you please paint the bathroom candy apple red? Those are probably things that your spouse will never ask you to do. But in all sincerity, Carlton, what's the list of chores that we have to do for the summertime regarding our homes?
Well, you need to keep all the shrubs and everything trimmed, and that can become a job because everything is just growing super fast right now.
Right.
You know, everything's got everything it likes, a lot of heat, a lot of sun, a lot of rain. Makes for a perfect storm for growth. Things get overgrown, and you can start doing some damage to the plants and stuff, and then come time for them to bloom. They may not bloom. They may not bloom quite as much as you'd hope for.
Right. These are all things. These are all things we want to do to make our house stay to keep looking good. If you have an exit strategy, you want to get out. You want to have a nice looking home that you can pass along. If you don't keep up on this stuff, it'll fall apart.
Yep, and you also end up getting into a bunch of insect problems. You can get insects and fungus in your lawn, your shrubs, and things like that. This time of year, a lot of stuff with all these big rains we're having, a lot of insects are getting flushed inside. So you want to try and keep a good barrier of control outside to keep those numbers of bugs down so they can't get in.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you say this before many times. It's very true. If you want to keep bugs out of your house, you have to protect the outside of your house.
Yep. Just get some baits and put inside. That way the kids and dogs don't get into it. They're hid well where nobody's going to be. So if something sneaks through, you know, they'll get into the bait and die before they can get in there and become a problem.
And start multiplying. And also, I know we've talked several times about the chinch bugs. Is this not the season for them?
Is the chinch bug season, my friend.
tis the season for the chinch bugs. Right. And how can you tell if you got those little buggers running around in your lawn?
Well, basically, they're only going to be in St. Augustine. So if you don't have St. Augustine, you don't have chinch bugs.
Oh, so Miami's safe, right?
There's St. Augustine all through the state.
Oh, wait, St. Augustine grass. Okay, I got you. Oh, so that's their favorite food of choice.
Yep, and you'll find a little spot looks like it needs some water, and it'll start growing, and you'll see it's kind of a orangish-gold area around the perimeter of the damaged area. And then it'll just start growing. It won't grow in a circle. It'll grow however they decide to move through the lawn.
Right, however they migrate. Yeah, you're right.
They'll just keep eating. And the thing is, once they eat, you know, basically they're just pulling some nutrients out of that grass blade, but their saliva is toxic to it, so it ends up dying. So they move on to the next one. You leave it alone for about 6 weeks, and you're going to talk about a pallet or two aside to replace it.
They'll eat your lawn hook, line, and sinker, I guess. All right, what's the best way to get rid of those things?
Your favorite word is a good first line of defense, bifenthrin.
spell it.
The other thing that you have to start watching out for is the little gremlin that comes in the middle of the night, takes a lawnmower, puts it in your yard, starts it, turns it off, and runs away. That's what it looks like in the morning when you go to look at it.
Oh, okay. Carlton, you had me going for a second. You had me going. I thought it was the kid next door that was going to come in and put my lawn. You're right, though. I've seen that patch. Matter of fact, I've got one in my lawn right now. I was looking at it before we came to the studio here. And, yep. You're right. It's not a perfectly round. It's not an oblong or a square. They eat wherever they migrate.
Yep, and those side webworms will literally mow your yard overnight, and you can go out with a flashlight, and you'll see them, you know, chewing on the blades and stuff.
Ew.
And it's not good, but
all right,
you know, so getting don't give me all the credit. It's easy to do.
it is. All right. So we don't want to go to the box stores. Where do we want to go to get all those chemicals?
Stop by your local John Deere Landscapes. Just try to take a picture in with you, and they'll steer you in definitely the right direction. They got a bunch of guys there that know what they're doing and can get you set on the right product to get it fixed.
You're right. That's a good idea. Take a picture of it. Everyone has cell phones today with a camera. Take a picture. Take it down to John Deere Landscapes. Let them take a look at it. That's johndeerelandscapes.com, and they'll help you out. Thanks a lot, Carlton. We appreciate you calling in on this wonderful Saturday.
Thank you. Have enjoyed the weekend.
You bet. Okay, when we return, you need a home? We have some. They're a lot more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still low. If this sounds too good to be true, well, then make sure and call 855-48-REACH and find out for yourself. We have a home for you.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government programs, down payment assistance programs too, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance and receive big discounts from the banks. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. No down payment whatsoever. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. We also offer free for counselor foreclosure and modification counseling. That's free of charge, no cost, no fee. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. Reach counselors know what the banks need before they ask for it. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that make the rules. Call our trained experts right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And remember, press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. So good news, everyone. The Reach properties are now online, and they're doing fine. This is a smart way to shop. Several listeners have purchased our homes by checking out the website. So we encourage you to give Pat Tracy a call, 561-351-8000, and tell her you would like to take a look at some of the homes that we have available on our Spotlight Home of the Week. That'll be all the time left to us today, folks. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank our guests for stopping by. Of course, they were fantastic. And attention, realtors, if you missed the last Red Carpet Realtor event, remember the next one is coming up this July 30th. New programs, new opportunities. Check it out, and we'll see you next Saturday from noon to 1.
Or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. Or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.